The next patient is Kathy Richards. The last name is R-I-C-H-A-R-D-S. Kathy, K-A-T-H-Y. This is the clinical case of a 67-year-old white female that is following this office because of the presence of proteinuria. This patient has in the comprehensive metabolic profile a creatinine of 1.2 and an estimated GFR around 50 mL per minute with a fasting blood sugar of 124. The protein creatinine ratio is showing the increase in the proteinuria up to 639 milligrams per gram of creatinine, which is the highest that she has ever been, period. Unfortunately, the patient is not covered with the Part D. And for that reason, we cannot provide any SGLT2 inhibitor or the Kerendia. It's pretty expensive and she cannot afford it. So the best advice that we can give in this particular case is to continue losing weight in order to control the borderline blood sugar and avoid the insulin resistance. She is already taking lisinopril with the blood pressure that is under control, 120 over 80. Number two, the patient has arterial hypertension that is under better control as demonstrated today. The patient has lost more weight and the readings are acceptable. Following number hyperlipidemia, that is under control. Following number hypothyroidism related to Hashimoto's thyroiditis, that is on replacement therapy. Following number a history of left renal artery stenosis, that is 50%. That was evaluated by the cardiologist through an intervention. Following number overweight, she continues to lose weight, and vitamin D deficiency that has been supplemented. We are going to reevaluate this case in 4 months with laboratory workup, and we will take a look at the proteinuria and look for alternatives for treatment. We spent 10 minutes in the review and the laboratory workup, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, and 5 minutes in the documentation.